Ghostly Gay Trilogy by Michelle Russell. God gave thee beauty, passion, fire, made thee a flame of heart's desire, set thee where high the circle swings, and fitted thee with broken wings. Ah, art too strong and form too frail, what did thy priceless gifts avail? The silver cord, too tightly strung, snapped ere the first refrain was sung. How oft thy grave will hear in vain the soft insistence of the rain, what letters of despair and hope, death sealed within this envelope. So, when he rings more curtains down, and other hands let slip the crown, what ghosts will haunt thy tomb to share the unborn triumphs buried there? Harry Bowling, Los Angeles Times. Ashley Winter walked stiffly from his bedroom into the lounge, the familiar early morning warmth of his bed a sharp contrast to the cold air and chill of the white antiseptic walls. Tugging futilely at his soled garment, an M&S vest, he tried to pull it down further at the back, instantly exposing another 6 inches of pale flesh. Exasperated with the stubborn roll of visible fat, Ashley yanked once more, not sure whether he was trying to prevent shivers or to preserve sheer solo modesty. The last entry into Kenneth Williams' diaries, which lay open where he had discarded it late last night on the coffee table, came into mind. Oh, what's the bloody point? Giving up on the vest struggle, Ashley crossed the living room and opened the pale green curtains to reveal a grey, washed-out London summer's day. He wasn't sure whether it was reading the biography of the doomed actor that had made him feel like joining the Giving Up Club, or the fact that he had another day to go before he got his mammoth weekly unemployment check of £45 from the uncaring Tory government. 1993, and still clinging on to the last vestiges of elected power. Now there's a party without a soul, he thought to himself, not for the first time. Leaning at the window and staring out onto the square below, Ashley noticed that there was a couple of solitary figures traipsing through the quiet drizzle. Rather you than me, he thought, as he watched them huddle beneath umbrellas, the back of their clothes already slick with rain. Dropping the curtain, he turned and flopped onto the sofa. Now, visibly bored, Ashley scanned the room, searching for inspiration from his collection of photos in their silver frames, the framed prints on the walls, and the rows of books on the shelves above the CD unit, all clean and neat as ever, but not giving back much to liven up his dulled senses and feeling of unrest. The gloom outside seemed to permeate every fibre of the room today. Even the light from the single side lamp failed to cast more than a glimmer of yellow onto the white walls and flat beige carpet. Give me some colour in my life, please, thought Ashley desperately. Suddenly, the TV video remote control caught his eye, and he remembered that he had taped last night's Come Dancing before retiring. Smiling, he leant forward to pick it up. That programme is easily the best comedy show on TV, he thought. Come Dancing. It should be called Prancing Puffs. The movements, fixed smiles, sprayed hair, makeup, and oh, such white, even-capped teeth, make them all look like they have sponsors in the hair, face, and dentistry industries, not to mention the corsets and jumpsuits. And that's just the men. Grinning to himself, Ashley began to feel better. Maybe today was improving after all. Suddenly, the opening credits of the show were rudely interrupted by the harsh noise of metal-on-metal coming from the hall, followed by a rush of paper rather than the usual trickle, the post. Involuntarily, he glanced at the gold carriage clock sitting on the mantelpiece above the hideous but serviceable 1970s gas fire. A leaving present from the civil service after 21 years of hard work as a social worker. Ashley was reminded again that, despite the gift and the kind words, he was now redundant.